his office. So, Sabbath Shemaya. Let us begin. Shulchan Aruch writes over here in the Siman Tov Pei Test. I'm assuming today we have another Mishnah Berurah in front of you. We'll try to complete the Makorah that we have with in front of us and by the time. Siyata Dishmaya. Well-known din. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the Dalet, v'yesh lochosh v'asaposkin de'ein zman sfir el v'lev. U'kshemavarech b'yom u'levatola, so you can't make a bracha. U'miyu, mikano l'havos sofer b'chol laila b'bracha. Everyone knows this. Ask any kid in the street, he'll tell you. Yeah, I forgot at night, I remember by day, and I, Baruch Hashem, the remaining nights I can count with a bracha. And he says, "V'lo havi kizila geomecha legamrim she'ein l'sofer ol b'bracha kidul l'kamen." Not like you skip the day completely. Skip the day completely, then you have to then you forfeit the bracha for the remaining days. Fine. What's the source for this din? Truma sadesh. Let's read the truma sadesh inside before we even get to the intricacies of the Sharon Tzion, which we're asked to see. Siv Ches, the Mechaber says, "V'shachar v'levarach bechad me'ayamim ben yom rishon ben shayamim sofer b'shayamim below bracha." Aval, here's a nun, Truma Sadesh on the side. "Im u'mesufa gimdileg yom echad below sofer yisfor b'shayamim bebracha." If you're in doubt, then you can count the remaining days with a bracha. Who says that? Truma Sadesh. Take a look. We have Baruch Hashem with new technology. It's right in front of us. This is exactly the case. Shalom. Im sofek liyechon im sofar lailachas olav. Avhech yasa mikana ve'elach yisparo b'brocha olav. Straightforward question. Yiroa di yisparo b'brocha mikana l'holam. Lo mi bo yoyim niskas fekoso b'yom ahu. Shoz vaday tzorech lisparo b'yom b'lo b'brocha. If you what? You're not sure if you count it at night. You have to count by day without a bracha. Mitoch hasofek v'shuv yisfor b'shar leilos b'bracha. Right, here's similar to our case. Right, it's not exactly our case. In our case, you certainly forgot at night. In the Truma Sadesh's case, you're not sure whether you forgot at night, and you remember to count by day. So then you can continue to count the remaining days with a bracha for sure. That's our case. Right? You for sure forgot to count at night. Why? The mikri shapir tmimos ho below dilego mecha legamrim. This is paraphrasing Mishnah Berurah called Lamadal. Bahavik dilego mecha legamrim. Fine. Will it be so far? El afilu im lo nizkar ha-sofik ha-lailah ha-shniya. Sofik he counted 48. You don't remember. You didn't remember till tonight, 49. You're allowed to count. Af al-pikein sofik b'brocha mitoch ha-sofik. What's a sofik? Maybe I counted 48. And if not, maybe I can still count 49. So I would say what we call a classical svek-sveker, right? What's a svek sveka? Two svekas over here. One, whether I did or did not count 48. I'm not sure if I remembered or forgot. And two, in worst case scenario, I forgot 48. So what? According to many Rishonim, doesn't make a difference to forget one day. You can count it the next day. Big deal. I would have said, I was looking for the word svek sveka here, right? It sounds like it's a svek sveka. You will not find the word svek sveka here. I have some fun, because you find it, you're better than I am. I didn't find the word svek sveka. In the Truma Sadesh of itself. I didn't see it. What does he say, though? Along those same lines. V'yah fagad de bevare shachach yom echad v'chule. Na'aginen kebahag de kosef shachach yom echad shuvay no sofish v'brochad l'brochad min ma'naf kemina. Udlo ketosis per gishmoel de kosef v'dein nirer lo yitochim psach alohos gedolos. Udlo ke'oshri namish kosef shalip sochim v'shem ri. De chol la'ya levitz v'fnei atzmo. We don't pass like that close to the rush. Afgad lo nehikin kavasayu. Yes, the vaday lo sofar kibahag. is this wrong punctuation? I would put a comma here, but b'safek matzino lemisvach alayah. Am I correct? Who put this punctuation? Rabbi Bar Ilan? Who put the punctuation within these shuvos? I got to be the chacham. No, there wasn't an amora, but I think it's wrong. No, see what I'm reading it. Even though we don't follow them, who's them? Told us in the rush. When? What case? Bevada lo safar kebahad, because we follow the bahad. Bevada lo safar. We don't count the next day with the bracha. Nonetheless, b'safek, in the case of a doubt, matzinu the mismach alayu. I think it's the wrong punctuation. Can you write a letter to Bar Ilan? You write a letter? I mean, send him an email. You learn with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe thinks that maybe the comma's in the wrong place. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, he may be back. The Rebbe's nuts. This is right. Okay. Fine. The Matzasi, the Sefer, is a Ruach Godol. The Rav Yosava, the Sphere of his mind is there, Doraisa. Who possibly told Kach, the Habayos, the Yifshita, the Talmud, the Azinabu, the Chumra, the Gabi Sphere. But Sarah laughs on the Philisbro. Kemo Gabe Sophic on my MS Vyatsev, Sophic Loma, Chos Mishu Doraisi, Kozak also Rav Yo. His real case was not quite the case of that. You know what his real case was. We had it yesterday. The guy started one thing and then thought the wrong way. It's a question of Brahma Tafid Beis. He bought a load of Shita, by beer and by wine. So he wants to be a Machma because it's Sega Doraisi of the Chumra. That's what he's. The Rav Yos talking about. Okay, look here. We came with Yudin Anami. Mitzvah, this bar mitoch ha-safek, shalo safar, halayla sha'avar. What does that mean? The sveke d'oraisa l'chumra. The safek d'oraisa, maybe the chiyav d'oraisa to count. So you have to count the following night. Yeah, but why make a brocha? Whenever you're in doubt about a mitzvah, you do it again, it's brocha's not ma'akvas. There was a true session, an unbelievable chiddush. The Yafal Gav the Tosas Menachos Ashri B'Yashem really El Pligi Behad Yebeha Usvir Lo the Sphere B'Zman Hazein El Amud Rabbanon Zeichel and Mikdash. So according to them, Sveiket Rabbanon Lekula, he has a Zog, a Charifus. Ha'inu Nami Sphira, the Kol Laila Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma. Manashach. You follow the Tosas in the Rosh every day the separate mitzvah. You follow the Bahag, that's all one thing mitzvah. If you miss a day, you're finished. No, maybe your father Rav Yo says that it's a sveka d'oraisa, sveka d'oraisa l'chumra. It's a sveka d'oraisa l'chumra, you have to keep counting. Yeah, but why should you make a bracha? Yim kein, shop yourself a bracha. Mimas ki kani de baha, nezel basravel of baha. Why should you follow them this way? Why should I follow? In other words, I should follow the poskim who maintain that if you miss a day, it's no good. I should also follow the poskim who maintain that sphere is the rabbana. Why should I do that? I should pick and choose. I'll follow Tosis and the Rosh, it's only the rabbana. I'll follow the Bahag and the Rav Yoh that if you miss a day, it's all over because it's and it's a Dorais. Why should I follow the Bahag that says if you miss a day, it's no good, and follow the Tosfos of the Rosh, the Talmud of the Rabbanan? In which case, you say, Sveik the Rabbanan Lekula. No. You shouldn't have to pick and choose that way. So therefore, Manasha, according to the Tosfos of the Rosh, forget a day, you keep counting. According to the Bahag that says that if you miss a day, you can't keep it no longer count, let's assume that it's a Doraisa, so the Rav Yosef is a Sveka Doraisa, and a Sveka Doraisa L'chum, you're required to count even with a bracha. That's what he says. So Chiddush Nifla in the Truma Sedeshin. I would have said it in a much simpler way. Namely what? Sveka, that's all. Classical Sveka. Sufik Echad, maybe I didn't forget. And Sufik Echad, maybe it doesn't matter if I forgot. He doesn't say it. The one who says Sveksa, as we saw yesterday in the Sharatian Prim Menvav, is the Prichadosh. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed of Ches, where he tells you, if you're not sure if you said you count the other days with the Bracha, he goes Sveksa. Shem lo dilei klal, it's not a dilei, Shem lo klal, it's an apostle, it's a chol yom mitzvah te'atzma, pre-chadosh. That's not what the Tumas HaNeshim said. For some funny reason, I don't know why he didn't say it, the pre-chadosh as well. Tumal and Poskin. Maybe you don't make a bracha by Svek Sveka. Some say. Maybe it's for some funny reason it's not a Svek Sveka. Whatever it is. He doesn't say the magic word Svek Sveka. Pre-chadosh did say the magic word Svek Sveka. Fine. Gavala. This is a case where a person is not sure whether he counted or not. Either he counted last night or he missed the entire day. He didn't run until the next day. Fine. According to this logic of both sides, which I spoke about in the Shia not long ago, what will happen if a person reminds himself Bein HaShemoshes? Very common. How come it's common? Simple. Many shuls daven mincha marav one after the other. My own shul included. So if they want to, they can count with a bracha. We saw yesterday that only the medaktikim wait until it says. Nigur din, second rabban of the kula, you can count Bein HaShemoshes with a bracha. But in my shul, they don't. Rabbi said, in your shuls, do they daven mincha marav one after the other? Yes? Do they count Sfir after marav? With a bracha, right? Yeah, that's Nigur din. In typical shuls, they're afraid that they won't do it. The balabata, they're going to forget. It's going to be a disaster. So the smart way is to count even with a bracha, mikra redim, you saw it. No problem, I can't have a time. That's mikra redim. My shul, everyone's kulanu chachamim, kulanu levonim, kulanu yodim esatora, mitzvah leinu lisbor, now let's happen. The mitzvah leinu to count svira, an hour later, whenever it's going to be after it gets off. So we don't do it. So imagine the guy's, chalavoy Pesach, he's in shul, and the daven mincha marav, and the Ragabi will announce, make sure to count Sphere when you get home, you know, later on after you get stuff. Good. He forgets. So he's out day four, he forgot. Three, he's out, he forgot. Next day comes to shul, the same thing happens. The Gabbai says, make sure, after Marv is finished, over 10 minutes after the Shkia, make sure to count when you get home tonight. Whoops. He suddenly reminds himself, the Gabbai made the same announcement yesterday, and he forgot when he got home. He quickly says, today's 3 days in the Omer for last night. That's Bein HaShemoshes. What's it then? Should he now be able to count an hour later? Today's 4 days in the Omer. What do you think? So the Rapostim will say, no, can't do it. Why? Because if assuming for a moment, a person is mesupik whether he counted on the previous day. Here is also mesupik. He's mesupik what? He's mesupik because maybe he counted by day, maybe he counted Bein HaShemoshes, which is already considered to be night. Not a suffik in the what he did, the suffik at the moment that he counted, 10 minutes after the sun sets, what halacha does that have? Is that day or that's the night? It's also a suffik. So if you're going to take the calculator out, it's not going to be a full spec set. What does that mean? If you count it by day, take a look over here in the Sharatziyah, Rabosa. Sifkoton Memhei. What's Memhei going on? The Mishnah Berurah Lama Dalet. What happened over here? He counted the next day, counts without a bracha. He counted Laba, Bibracha. Why? In the bottom he says in Memhei. What the Tumas HaDeshen, and he gives explanation. Svek Sveka L'chiyuva. Sofek D'B'D'Yevet Sphere is Manakol Meslex. You can count from the whole day, including the daytime. In Tim Tzalom HaKadas HaPoskim Ben Sphere Bayom Afal Pikein Harbe Poskim HaSkimim Ben Ayom HaMakim Zezeh L'Yazel Obin and Tmimus L'Katosim Medoch HaSan HaVav who argue on the Bahag. And so agree many others. And that's all. Fine. Rabosai, if that's the case, take out your calculator. It's not going to work in our case. Why? If I count by, let's assume it's a 50-50 suffix, Rabosai. Whether or not if I miss a day, do I keep counting? There's another 50-50 suffix if I'm allowed to count by day. Put the two suffixes together, you have a classic bona fide suffix. That's if I counted by day for sure. Now I count it, it's Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes, I'm counting maybe already the night. So the suffix, right, with me, you're saying? The subject was, if you count by day, is that valid or not? But over here, I have to add an additional negative suffix. Maybe I count it by night, because it's made of shmoshes. So I don't have a 50-50 suffix whether counting by day counts or not, because I didn't count which is valid day. I counted it as suffix day, suffix night. So the whole system breaks down. So there are many posts who say, it's no good. Now you're toast. Classical case. Forgive me. Supposed to carry these things, but some of this is important. What's 312? Good place?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Must be from Chicago. Hello? You think it's Televocker from Chicago? Okay. I thought it may something to do with our sheer assistant. I took it. Okay. Good. We learned that there are charlatans and hucksters in Chicago. I thought only in New York they were all congregating. Okay. Advice. So that's a question. So the whole system breaks down, so you can all overcount. That's what's written in various Trumas. However, Abos, if you look carefully in Trumas Edeshen, this is simply inaccurate. Sharatzim Meme is simply inaccurate. He quotes the Trumas Edeshen, says Svek Svek. Number one, the word Svek Svek, you won't find it in the entire Trumas Edeshen. Yes?
I mean, I think the Sharatzim is saying it says, Deeper Trumas Edeshen, you can basically say,
Umi
shouldn't have
his
specs
fake.
He's not saying that the
Truma Sedeshin
thinks it's a
specs fake. So, what's he saying? How do you read it your way?
He says there's the Truma Sedeshin who right. says whatever he says, and right. then there's also the Svar Specs
fake. Also, a Svar Specs fake. That's a creative way to read the Sharatzim, which is okay. If you read it that way, it's no problem. It's two different considerations. Okay, possibly. So, Truma Sedeshin said one thing. What did Truma Sedeshin say? It's a Sveika Doraisa L'chumra, because maybe Sveika Doraisa. Maybe, and there's nothing. Okay, that's creative. I didn't think of that. Umish respects it. That's very creative. Okay, maybe. We're both saying, but what's the real reason? The Chumash has been told us his reason. Now did he tell us his reason? The Mishnah Berurah quoted his reason beferish in the Mishnah Berurah itself. What's the reason? He tells you the reason beferish. What do you say? Second. Where are the words? I'm trying to find these words. Are they here or not here? Here's the words. He said like this. I feel the bavada I shaka balala litspa sova bayal la brocha sova shiva brocha. Why? Tells you why. Tells you exactly why. The mikri shaper tamimus, hovelo diligo mechad the gamri. That's the reason. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that reason. It's a cotton lamid dalit. He tells you the reason. Question, what does that reason mean? What does the reason mean? So here we're going to now make the breakthrough, which I already advertised yesterday, a whole new pshat. It's basically what my Rebbe said, Zichron of the Bracha, a whole new pshat that he said in this Truma Sadesh. There are two halachas in Sfira. One is the mitzvah Sfira, and one is the count of Sfira. You can find the case where the count of Sfira goes on, even though there's no mitzvah of Sfira. And that's the situation of counting by day. Ho v'lo diligo mecha d'gamri means the count by day is sufficient to maintain the continuity that you're counting 49 days in a row. Because after all, if I count right now, today is 48 days in the Omer, so that counts, because it is the 48th day in the Omer. The mitzvah I don't have, because the mitzvah is only at night. Tmimus. When is the Tmimus? By night. But it's what do you mean by night? Because we saw yesterday in Rishonim. When you count the night, you're counting the night, you're counting the day afterwards. It's also counted. But if I count by day, I counted the day, I didn't count the night, the bits of tunas I lack, but the counting I have. So once I have the counting, I can continue to count the next night. That's what he says, the fairish reason. That's not a suffix, it's a vadai. The Torah's vadai. Lo diligo yachal legamre. Once it's the Torah's vadai, rabosai. So if I count ben ashmoshes, oh, now I have a regular svek sveker. One, did I count by day or not? Maybe it's too late. And two, even if it's too late, all right, so it's too late. So what? It's still a svek sveker. As the Prichodesh said in the case, which I'm not sure whether I counted or not. Here, I'm also not sure whether I counted or not, because I counted 10 minutes after the sunset. That's the answer, rabosai. That's the answer. Rabosai, let's go further than that. We had yesterday the O-name case in the Bialocha, right in front of us. The O-name case. So I saw Rav Zevin, Zichron of the Brocha, has a piece on this. He says, the case of the O-name, not like the Noda Behuda's difficult raid. Maybe it only takes a second, and maybe, you know, also the mitzvahs. Don't go that way. A mitzvah, it's not. A bracha you dare not make. But even though it's not a mitzvah, nonetheless, an act of counting it is. It's an act of counting it is. It can maintain the continuity. I'll ask me now, if that's the situation, why is it that if a woman, we started Mishnah Berurah at Katan Gimel, will count the first 5 days and skips day six, so it sounded from it's like a bracha levatala. Why is that a bracha levatala? The first 5 days are completely legitimate. So why? What does the Shulchan Shlomo want? The problem is the Shulchan Shlomo left out, the Mishnah Berurah left out three words. Three words. This is as follows. I'll read you the original. You look at Mishnah Berurah and I'll supply the three magic words. All right. You're looking inside Mishnah Berurah Gimel, the last line.
Maybe he's reading from the Shulchan Shlomo.
Yes. It's in my teleprompter. Okay. Al kol pana lo yavarchu, da bevada yitu biyom echot, okay, you're listening carefully, ve'enon yodos hadin. Those three words were for some mysterious reason omitted by the Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean, enon yodos hadin? I didn't make this up. I don't even own a Shulchan Shlomo. There's a sefer called the Svira Sa'omer, it's called. Rabbi Tzvi Cohen has a whole series of svarim. You ever see something we have? Tfilas Kalim, Agolas, those are the two I found out in Rabbi Smash. I should buy all of his farm. He points out that look at the Shulchan Shlomo, the three missing words. Ve'enon yodo sadin. What does that mean? Who can want safe shot?
They don't know to count during the day.
No. It's a big deal. Yeah? Exactly. They don't know the din. They're going to miss a day and continue to count with a bracha. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's taka no good. But if they would just miss a day, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. To the contrary, even if they miss a day, so what? All right. So from now on, there'll be no mitzvah. But the first 5 days, not bracha levatol chas v'shalom. You already pointed out. My rebbe said, based upon Rav Sadi Gaon, I read it you from the tour yesterday, and it's quoted in the Shaar Atzion over here in Siman Tov Pei Tes. Sifkoton Memvav, I ask you to see. He says, if you miss the first day, oh, that's a 50-50 suffix. But the Mishnah Berurah, if you missed one of the other days, that's Rov Rishonim, the Mechuyav Medina Litzvah of Shaar Yomim. Look at the Torah. I looked at the Torah. We read yesterday. The Torah said, Rav Sadi Gaon said, only if you missed the first day. What's the difference if you missed the first day and the second day? What's the difference? You missed. The answer is, my Rabbi explained, if I got the first day right, then the quantity of Sadigon, it counts automatically. Once I set the motion, you know, you have these timers, I press a button, I start one. Automatically, every 24 hours it counts by itself. But if I didn't press one, then I'm toast. And my Rebbe brought another ride from the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Vav, a person forgot, one day guess what he says. See, if a guy forgot last night to count, and tonight surely he remembers, Gevalt, oh, I had the last mamash, I just blew it the last day. You know what he says? Last night was 48, and now it's 49. Great. What does that mean, last night, 48? You're going to count the bits of 48 on the 49th day? So I can skip all 49 days and say, the first night was one, the second night was two, and then and today I'm counting all 49 in one shot, save a lot of time. It's ridiculous. The answer is, the mitzvah you won't have. The mitzvah you won't have. But he's somehow able to keep the count going. I can't say 1, 2, 4. I can say 1, 2, yesterday was 3 and today is 4. Okay, and the pinch it works. We don't pass it that way. According to the Bahag, if you didn't mention it that day, it's much too late. It's interesting. When the Chinuch wants to pass it again, he says, if a person misses a day, he keeps counting, and this is the lashon of the Chinuch. Umone ha'acherim im kol Yisrael. What do you mean, im kol Yisrael? What is this? Some kind of fluff? Im kol Yisrael? So my Rebbe explained, no. Kol Yisrael counted. Even though I skipped it, my siri can continue based on the minion of Kol Yisrael, combined with the fact that I say yesterday was such and such. You see, therefore, clearly, it's not a question of it's all 49 days or one mitzvah. No. It's true when the Chinuch explains the Bahag, he says, U'mikeven sheshokach men yom echad, have a kol acheshbon botel mimenu. He didn't say all 49 days is one mitzvah. He said, kol acheshbon botel mimenu. Bottle me man. True, the Chinuch has an additional phrase. What is that? Fishakula mitzvah achasi. The way I'm saying now doesn't mean it's really it's one mitzvah in the sense that if you miss 1/49 of it, it's all over. What it really means is it's one continuum. It's one continuum. And therefore, you miss a day, you can't go on. And your other post will say, what? Quote, Kolecha mitzvah bifnei atzma. All that means is to the exclusion of the svara of the chinuch of the in the pshat and the bahad. That's all one mitzvah in the sense that that you once you lack one day you can't keep counting. He says no, that was a separate mitzvah in the sense that you can keep counting. That's all it means. That's all it means. Now Rabbo said, let's go back to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel and Siv Tov Peites. Hamispal le matzime bibod yom. Mona imoem below brach. Vim yisko balala yavarach viyispo. What is this? Who said so? Where does it come from? So the Baragola says, Rab David Avigrom, Shem Mavza Vitri, Upirish Shamatan. What kind of crazy thing is this? Bibod yom? You can't count bibod yom. Impossible. It's still daylight. It's still daylight. So what does it mean, daylight? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah Tes Zayin. Everyone looking inside? Is that a Mishnah Berurah? Everybody have? Sif Katan Tes Zayin Mishnah Berurah. Vibod Yom, Yesh Me'ach Roman Mishnah Pirishu Da'ayinu Ben HaShvashos Tu Safik Laila V'yotzin Ozi Dei Siru La'Posim Desfilu Desfilu Zman Azed De Rabbonim. Okay, who wrote to the doctor? Well, this book it says, "Kachavim Kanal." The doctor came. Kachavim Chaber, the who yimnei moim ped yishkach achakach. The yachshav b'daito meskar achakach. Belaylo limnos. Ein ani wrote to lots of the sphere zu. Ukid lamei ba'agom. Balken shegiyaz man achakach yivarech v'yisfor. Who said so? Mogen Avraham. It's on the Marma comes. It's a tnai. It's a sphere ala tnai. If I remember, this shouldn't count for beans. If I don't remember, let it count. You're making a sphere all tonight. That's how the Mogen Avraham understood this din. Why was he forced to understand it this way? Otherwise, it's impossible to explain it. What do you mean? Im yiska b'lali yivarach b'yispa. You ready with Yotze in Ben HaShemashas? Suffolk you Yotze. You can't make a new brach. It's a Suffolk brach levatola. The Rashba has this kasha. So in order to get out of the Rashba's kasha, the Mogen Avraham came with a chiddush nifla, referring to a case of a tonight. Of a tonight. A tonight. My Rebbe Zichron and the Brocha had a different shot. He said, no. Avada, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Why not? It's Ben HaShemashos. It's not Ben HaShemashos. It's not Ben HaShemashos at all. It says, Mibbaod Yom. Mibbaod Yom. Mibbaod Yom. As a matter of fact, although it's Yesh Me'achronim who say it's Ben HaShemashos, Rov Poskim say it's not Ben HaShemashos at all. That's found over here in the B'alacha Mibold Yom. All right. According to these poskim, it's only Ben Hashemashas. It's Har Be'achronim. It's a list, a long list. You have to be good in Mashatavis. Halavush, Halirava, Chok Yaakov, Mama Mordechai, Nahar Shalom. Ulam Mibold Yom, Miplag HaMincha Lamala. They daven very, very early. And that's much they learn the Shasa Tzchak, Sechel and Mikdash, da-da-da-da-da. Same as Krishma and Tefillah, Tosas and Brachos on base. Okay, when the Chashvi, the Zula, Scholas, Laila, the Koran, Shema, and Spal, and Myriv, they can be made up by Sphere too. And the Iker Adin, it's not as Zman Sphere. You can't stop the Tzibah, but it's really not as Zman Sphere. Once it's not as Zman Sphere, if you remember later on, the last line of the Be'alokha, Ena Brocha Levatola, the Sphere Kamaisa Lav Klumum Iker Adin. Strange, strange, strange. That the Olim is doing it in Plaga Mincha. Iker Adin, it's nothing. You can't stop it from doing it. You do it too, but you can still make a Brocha later on because it was Gorish. GMG.
According to the post came that. Even you can do not even not Shabbos Tikkun, not Tila Tikkun things, but from like Mincha, like Bris and Megillah, and like
right,
and
Hanukkah, right.
So should be different.
Exactly, exactly.
So why should that should be a Shabbos Tikkun?
No, so it's Mikra Adin we Paskin, you can't do it. You can't bring a Raya from Megillah because you pass Megillah, you also can't do it, and you can't bring a Raya from. We assume that, and you can't bring a Raya from Ner Hanukkah because Ner Hanukkah we assume is also not good except for Shabbos. No choice. That's the Iker Adin. That what it says to the contrary is just relying on the Das Yoga, which is not Iker Adin. That's the answer. But here's the other question. If it's not Iker Adin, how does it help you? How does it help you? What good does it do? Came my Rebbe to the rescue to save you. So, lo dileg yom echad legamre. Even though from the perspective of a mitzvah, it's no good, and therefore you're able to make a bracha. If you remember later on, but if you forget, we're going to say that it didn't skip the count completely. Completely. This is totally different than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's pshat is a very, very difficult pshat. Why? Take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet. Mishashol also chaver ben hashmoshes kama yamei hasfira b'zeh alayla. Yomalo esmol hoya kach v'kach. Famous. Yes, there was such a thing. Shim yomalo hayom kach v'kach eno yocho lavzo v'limnos bibrocho. Ava kodem ben hashmoshes kevon sheno zman sfiro ein b'kach klo. What's going to be the sphere this evening? I can tell you 49. I can tell you now at 11 o'clock in the morning. Right? So I can tell you, Plaga Mincha also, as long as it's before Ben HaShemoshes. Now wait a minute. According to the Magen Avraham, what's the problem? If I tell you tonight, even I tell you after it says what it is tonight, I don't have Kavanah to be Yotze. The Magen Avraham says, now what? You know, can we get the Magen Avraham on screen? This will just be able to see it inside. The Magen Avraham is working with the Shaila. The Magen Avraham is assuming we shall see momentarily that mitzvahs trichas kavana, and that's pshat nevachaber siv gimel. So he doesn't have kavana to be yotze if he remembers later on. But what do you mean? The mechaber writes in siv dalid that even if you didn't have kavana, it's a problem. Right? This guy didn't have kavana. Just tell me what the sphere is tonight. Okay. Yeah, we have sukkot zayin. Top page says, here we go. Let's read the Magen Avraham together. Everyone see, Rabbi Osai, big print, Baruch Hashem. Let's read it together. We don't need the Shulchan Aruch because we have the Shulchan Aruch in front of us. So how do I? All right. Misha Mazel Limos and Matzim Bad Yom Vitola Buki Striki Rabbeinu. The Chol Shemana Bad Yom Lo Osa Velo Klum. For Adi Rabbi, Kimeid Mashaino, Kim Visiore Shem Yishka. End quote of the Rashba. which you should have seen in the Beis Yosef if you look it up. She's seeing. Avalo Rambam Kosav Mona Avalo Birech Yotza. I'm the Beis Yosef. It means it's somebody who said Mona Avalo Birech is Lo Yotza. Who's that? Rav Yoh. Because according to the Rav Yoh, the bracha and the sphere is one. So Mona Avalo Birech by definition Lo Yotza, because he didn't. It's like Kiddush. He didn't make a bracha Lo Yotza. I bracha is not makla. It's not the mitzvah. Is the bracha? But we follow the Rambam. Why the Mechaber write it over here in the Shulchan Aruch when in Beis Yosef he rejected it? Because once you count it already, maybe you're Yotze, and you can no longer make a bracha when you remember at night. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana. V'im Kein Yechava Beliva. Im Esker Balayla. And then he wrote Mechava Lotzes. Mesfira Zum. And what? Finish the sentence. V'im Lo Esker Balayla. I'm Mechava Tubi Yotze. V'chei Masha Balosh and Ramo. Shekosa V'im Hoya Daito Shul Lotzes. V'agos Maimini Kosa V'yesh Matirin. Let's stop over here. What's it tonight? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the Mechaber writes in Siv Dalet, a guy just tells his neighbor, what day it is tonight? What's going on? How can it be? How can it be? How can this possibly work? How can it possibly work? What's going on over here? This is the problem within Shitas HaMogen Avram. How is it possibly going to work? How is it possibly going to work? More than that, the question will be, in a stop situation, in no particular kavanah. If I want to go down, I'm going to go this way. I'm not sure, I'm driving over here. Let's go slow. So this is a question. It is kind of a situation. Hold on. Yes, I'm listening. Yeah.
What's the question from Mr. Dalal on the
Oh. Look at Sivkot Ches from Abu Dissek. Dada Shlolot says. Where's the words Dada Shlolot says? Where's the Ches from Mugan Avram?
We can click on the Ches from Mugan Avram and go to the
On the letter Ches? Magic. Where is letter Chesed Mogen
Avraham?
No, the bottom.
Okay.
I see Vav.
Ah,
very good. I'm a spala matziva from Yibod Yom, Moni Moi Vela Brocha, from Yisko Vela Adi Yisbivar, from Yisbar. Vafilu Omen Ala Bircha Sakol, Yimoy Adayta Shlolotzeis, Yavza Vivar, from Yisbar Vela Elam. You had in mind not to be Yotze, then what? You have to make a bracha. You make a bracha again. That's him data what? Shalolotzes. Sounds like Havana Shalolotzes. Back to the click back. Mm-hmm. Magic.
One.
Again. Kosher. Tafilip is Stavlo Yotze. Why Havana Shalolotzes do it? The Vina she is Sky Velotte, Skamashkaz of Simon Samach of Dal and Shulchan Aruch. Evshe came in the Osel of Aruch, Baruch of Atola, where your Stam Osel of Aruch Shanis came in the Yesha in the Mitzvah Saint Tzvirus Kavon. So it's a Machlokes, Tzvirus Kavon or not. So therefore, so if it was Bistam, you couldn't make a Baruch again. Okay? Let's now go turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, before we get to your question, to the Shulchan Aruch over here, Siv Dalet. Guy asks you, okay, Siv Dalet. Guy asks you what today's day is, so you shouldn't tell him. Why? Why? Wasn't Mechaber Lotzes? Wasn't Mechaber Lotzes? So now the Shulchan Aruch is over here. If you say, Hayom kach v'kach, what do we say? You can no longer count with the bracha. Kodem ben hashmoshes and bekach klum. Why? According to what the Magen Avraham says, if you count the bo yom as a suffek, maybe you're yotze, maybe you're not yotze. And this guy said before ben hashmoshes, the 44th day, so maybe he was yotze. How can he count with the bracha? I'm going to say it's a spek seker. Suffek whether you're yotze and suffek whether you had kavana. Doesn't sound right. I think the correct answer is that the counting by day is definitely not a kiyum mitzvah. For sure not. Not like the Magen Avraham. For sure not. For sure not. And you see klar in the original din. It's nothing to do with Tanai. But if it's a Tanai, Avol, the Rambam, we saw the Magen Avraham before. Avol, the Rambam says, he quoted earlier. What was it called? Zion? How do I get this to move? Press this?
Close the window.
How do I do that?
On the bottom.
What if I get fucking wrong? Oh, that's Chesed, I want Zion. Hey, close the window. Can't open the windows in this room, this house. It's not very good. Abel Rambam. He says, Abel, it's a very nice idea, but the problem is the Rambam is going to ruin it. What did the Rambam say? Abel, a Rambam kosav, monolo birach yotze. What does that mean? That means that it's nothing to do with the Tanai. If it's a Tanai, who cares that the Rambam said monolo birach yotze? He had made a Tanai, not to be yotze. Rambam is irrelevant. Rambam won't undo you. It's nothing to do with the Rambam. So here's the pshat, Rabbi Yosef. We already pointed out that Rabbi Yosef said that if you count out a bracha, it's nothing. I brachas and not ma'akvas. The answer is, as we said already yesterday, Rabbi Yosef's girsa was al sfiras omer shehayom yom echad lom. Chok Yaakov says so. Yes, we see the Chok Yaakov sivkot and tes. He quotes this from those who are earlier, the Rokeach, the Maharil, Shehayom. Okay, of course the Baruch is Ma'akev. That's all Rav Yoh we saw yesterday. We saw a quote in the Shulta Giborin, that if you started off thinking it's 4 and going to 5, it's no good, this is the right. What are you talking about? There's no mistake in the Baruch, it's only a mistake in the day. It says, no, the day is an integral part of the Baruch. We saw that in the Vilna Gaon sets of the Feirish. How do we get the grow here? How do we get a grow? Sorry to bother you. The grow said so. These are grows on the Marmakomas. Oh, they don't have Sukkotans here.
No.
That's tricky. Well, I can figure it out for my Shulchan Aruch. The way they have the grows in this version. They don't count numbers. They just count the Ramasa. So I have to look at my old-fashioned Shulchan Aruch, actually a printed book, and it'll tell you what's what. Guess what? This Gro also doesn't have the numbers. My Gro is like the screen.
Most don't have numbers.
Most don't, yeah, really?
The new ones that put them up like paragraphs or
Uh-huh. Let's see if I can find the grow that I looked before. This is going to be easier to just run through the grows from the beginning. Here's the grow. Please start. We'll start. We just count them up. So I asked you to see a few grows. First, hey. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, this is tough. We'll get to this. Let's talk about it now since we're here already. On the words of Mispala, that's in the Shulchan Aruch Rabosai Sif Gimel. must be involved yom. So the Mishnah Berurah quote, some say it means ben hashmash. Who did he quote? Chafal tazva gra. What did the Gra say? Ben hashmash. Sheyotzi b'diyevin. Came to speak of the rabbanon. Canal. Kumashkot b'sif dal. Usvirle. So how can you count again with a bracha? The bracha ma'akev l'nyanzeh. Sheyach zev yivarech. Ukumashkot b'sim and samach zev beis. In Krishma. What does that mean? Mean the brachas me'akev. The brachas me'akev means, presumably like the Rav Yoh, that without a bracha it's nothing. So therefore I can count ben hashmashes without a bracha, keeps the count going, but it's absolutely no mitzvah whatsoever. Finish. The problem is, avol Rambam kasev in one of lo birach yotza v'cheinikar. So the question becomes, since he quotes this Rambam, so then why is he quoting in Beis Yosef? Why is he quoting in Shulchan Aruch that it's okay? Efsha the Sfilei Shulchan Aruch kedata rishona the me'arambam ein raya. Why? The sham airi sheyotze yedei sfira. You yotze yedei sfira. That yes, but you're not yotze sfira with a bracha. The shkos of a rav im hoya daito. Where's the rav? Where's the Rav? The Rav in Siv Gimel, the Ramo. Im hoya daito shlolotes yachzav yivorach v'yisrael b'layla. Why? What do you mean daito? What does daito mean? Dafka yina bracha. You didn't have in mind to be yotze with a bracha. You had in mind to be yotze with something else. Yes?
What's the Rav from Krishma that he quoted before?
Yeah, it's a very shver Rav from Krishma. It's Krishma. It's a whole different thing, Krishma. Krishma, the brachas of Krishma, not brachas of mitzvah.
What does he mean? Obviously, you'll say Krishma, you don't say the bracha, right?
Right.
So, the proof from that is probably coming from the fact that you can say, even if you already were Yotze Krishma, you still say Krishma
with brachas later on.
In order to be able to the bracha.
Yeah, but that's a pella dick of art. Right. But what's the pella about that? Because the bracha is Krishma, not a bracha is a mitzvah.
Right.
So that's why that's the pella. That's great. It gives that comparison. It's a very difficult comparison.
I mean, you'd still be Yotze Sphere before, and just like if you just say Krishma.
Pashem Shad. So the answer is no. There are those who say you can have in mind to be Yotze Sphere, but not the Bracha. What does that mean? It means presumably you have in mind you want to have the count to go on, but not the mitzvah. Like the case of an Onen. Onen is also the mitzvahs. You have in mind to count without, but not the count with a Bracha. So a new din, Svei Dinen, is counting Stam and counting with a Bracha. That's what the Gros seems to say over here. Pasha Pshat. Will be Krishma and Raya, the Rashba says, Brahma's law Krishma Niskanu, Kumashikos of Sham. So that's the difference. 1 second. Okay, now I want to show you this next one. I'm not counting. I lost count. 15. Here we go. It's the case of he had the wrong thing in mind. Rabbanan, da 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 da. Please. Oh, look at this. I found the word v'efshar, the magic word. V'efshar, shezeu tam shel Rav Yoh, gamke, and the fiyah nuscha shelahem, shekosav loma b'sfira shehayom, u'masha b'divrayim, shehusiyum ha'brocha, v'chein masha b'dvarav anal, shekosav posav b'dal v'siyem behay. Look, I have a siyim adata dehe. Ayin shah. That's the famous Vilna Gaon. That the integral part of the text of the bracha, Rabosai. That's the Shitas Rav Yoh. That's it. It's mefesh. That we saw yesterday in the Mordechai. It was on the screen yesterday, the fancy screen. Rav Yaakov Bar Yochar. So what did he say? Schar sfir yavinalei. And schar sfir bizmana lo yavinalei. Now the Rav Yoh himself says if you count by day, it's worthless. If you count without a bracha, rather, it's worthless. So anybody counting by day? The answer is it's worthless for the mitzvah. But it's not at all worthless with respect to keeping the count going. That's Shitas Rav Yoh. You count by day without a bracha. It's like the Matzah of Victory that we saw over here says you count before. The same as you count by day, which will work for the previous for that particular calendar day, even though it's 12 hours too late, so too, exactly the same thing is true if you count an hour too early. Where's the Black HaMincha? A mitzvah you do not fulfill, but sure you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Nonetheless, it's sufficient to keep that count going. This, I believe, is the shita of this idea of all these posts. That's the Mordechai said in Masech to Megillah. According to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yochor, you don't know if you make a bracha in the next days. According to Rabbi, you do know. Otherwise, why bother counting that a bracha? It's no mitzvah. Must be it's to keep the count going. What's Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yochor suffix? Schar sphere is mana yavinale. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Could be it's a question of tashlumin. Tashlumin. That's a question. A question. Okay, Rabosa. This is a very important yourself. Now we have one more thing to talk about in this context before we pick up a few other loose ends. And that is the idea of the Magen Avraham of doing a mitzvah al atzna'i. My Rebbe taught us, named Reb Chaim, that a mitzvah al atzna'i does not work. Can't do it. You want to be technical why you can't do it? I'll be technical with you. Milsa the less of a shlichus, less of a tzna'i. It's a gemara ksuva stuff, I ain't doubt. Derived from B'nai Gadol, B'nai Reuven. You can't make a shliach, you can't do it al atzna'i. I can't make you a shliach to count sphere for me. True, if you count sphere for me, and I have a shomer ka'ona, going to almost all poskim, it's good. It's a mere poskim, it's agreed. The sphere of the cholecha v'yecha, they interpret to mean that everyone has to count himself, no shomer ka'ona. We most poskim reject that. You can be also shomer ka'ona. Nonetheless, it's not a shliach. I hear it. I'm not a shliach as such. I'm listening to it. That's why I'm yotze. There's no shlichus by mitzvah shemagulf. It's a general principle. We know that. So the question becomes, how can it be a mitzvah tonight? So Reb Chaim and many others say, it doesn't work. You cannot do a mitzvah al hatanai. Only Yontif says that way. He gives a reason of less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. Do we have Machzah Shekel here? Let me ask you a tremendous kasha on the Mogen Avraham Sidkot and Zion. Are we at Mogen Avraham? Are they still here? Oh, they're mm-hmm. One of, is one of them?
I think one immediately to left.
This?
I know the current one.
This?
No, one of the right.
This. Oh, I need a good memory. Very good, Mogen Avraham. Hey, there we go. Nearly does the shitase. Listen carefully. Shapasik was simin samach sivdalit to mitzvah strichas kavana. Can you chave belibo? If eska belayla enemies bechave on the tenth mitzvira zu. Fine. That's what Moram says. Says the machzis hashekel. I don't understand why you're bringing in this shaila mitzvah strichas kavana or mitzvah ain't strichas kavana. I don't understand Moram Avraham. Why introduce this into our discussion? What's Shver? He writes as follows in Machzah Shekel. Says the Machzah Shekel, afilu if the Beis Yosef would hold, ain't Shrichas Kavana, no problem. Have a matzah the Neymar, shemiskaven shalol lotes, shaluchuliyam aloyotza fin ain't Shrichas Kavana. Why is the Magen Avraham saying Beis Yosef the Shitosa? Who passes the mitzvah Shrichas Kavana? Let's say what it passes the mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavana. The same thing will work. If I remember tonight, I've come on and now shalom. So why didn't Bogan Abraham say the Yosef Kaz Shitasa? The mitzvah's Srichas Kavan. You have a Tanai. I want to have Kavanah to be Yotze. The same way if it's an Srichas Kavanah, you'll have a Tanai, have Kavanah Shalalotzes. What's the difference? There's a tremendous kasha which the Bogan Abraham, Mishmach Shah, he says, Elechinami. He's just telling you the truth. It's a shver of art. They wanted to suggest, Rebbe Ose, a chidush nifla, as we say in our language, kush yo'achas v'turetzes p'chadot. We have two kashas. One kasha is, how can there be a t'nai mitzvahs that's less of a shlichas, less of a t'nai? Second kasha, why is it dependent upon mitzvahs shlichas kavana? Even if it's ain't shlichas kavana, just have a t'nai, if you remember later, have kavana shalolotzeis. I'll make the following suggestion. Tosfos and Ksubos on that daf, and I in Dalet Amud Aleph, is bothered by a very big kasha. A different daf. Less of a shtibl, less of a tanai, is Ksubis, daf, ayin Dalet. A few blad earlier, Ksubos on daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos is discussing a person who made a faulty tanai. He didn't formulate it properly. The famous rule is, tanai botel umaisakai. From Tosfos, why? He didn't want it. He didn't want it. Says the Tosfos over here, that Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos goes over to Amud Beis. Tosfos says as follows. Ilav the Alfina Mibnei God of Neruvein, were it not for the derivation from the Pesuk in Chumash of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. Were it not for that, Rabosai, were it not for that, Havamina, the Shum, Tnai, Eino, Mavatal, no Tnai, whatever work. Whatever work. Nothing would ever work. Nothing would ever work. No tnai would work to mevatel hamaisa. Va'afilu lo yiskayim b'sof hamaisa, b'sof hamaisa kayim. Rabosai, what does that mean? He didn't want to get married. He didn't want to get divorced. He didn't want to sell the house. What do you mean? We're not from Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. We say tnai b'atel hamaisa kayim. What do the words mean? You hear what our philosopher king said? Even though you don't want something, if you did it, you did it. Excellent. How about he didn't really want it? He said he didn't want it. He didn't want to marry her if she didn't give $1 million. Or he didn't want to divorce her, whatever it may be. So I give a mashal to Rabbi Osai as follows. I lived in Sugya many, many years ago, the following mashal. Just imagine a person driving a car. Everyone has a license here? Everyone drives a car? Yeah? Good. So you drive a car and you press the gas. Then you want to stop the car because you're about to go, you know, right into your house. No problem. You put on the brakes. Only one problem. The brakes don't work. Why? All the brake fluid down. What happens to your car? Boom. Right into the house. I don't want it! You don't want it. But you did it. What'd you do? Put your foot in the gas. You also put your foot on the brake. But the brake was faulty. So the two separate systems, Rabbi said. There's a gas system and there's a brake system. So the gas system is the Maisa. And the brake system is the Tanai. Rabbi said that Tanai, you had a third Gemara in Ksubas. We started Ksubas, Ayin Dalad. Now we came back to Nunvav. I go back to the few Testament bits. A very famous Gemara for those who learned the Sugyas. Tanai Milsa Achritihi. What do you mean? Tanai Milsa Achritihi. That means they both say a Tanai is something separate and apart from the Maisa. The Maisa is to do such and such and such. The Tanai is an external consideration which can serve to make the ma'aseh conditional. Means that the ma'aseh itself is absolute, but the chalos, the effect of the ma'aseh, is conditional upon a particular condition. So what happened? The ma'aseh is 100% for sure. What's in doubt? The chalos. So if you have a proper tanai, the ma'aseh will not lead to the chalos. If you have an improper tanai, or if there would not have been a good of an eruvain, no tanai would ever work. So the ma'aseh would create the chalos, notwithstanding the fact that you never wanted this chalos. You know why? You wanted the ma'aseh. You wanted the ma'aseh unconditionally. Looking at Baruch Perseid, Baruch Shmuel, and Baba Metzia, Simen Tezayin, says something along these lines in Emre Abchai. So now Rabbi said, let's analyze Hilchos Tnoim a little bit better. What's a Tnai that's right from Negodah B'nai Reuven? What's the case? Come up in a few more weeks, the Parshios. What does it say? If you'll go Chalutzim into Eretz Yisrael, until you cross the Yarden, so then what? You'll get your land, and every Yarden will belong to you, Negodah B'nai Reuven. If you don't, then not. Then you'll get your portion in Eretz Canaan proper. You will not be able to keep the Eivar Yard. Rabosai, it's a future-oriented tonight. If you will do this, you'll get that. If you will not do this, you will not get that. His future-oriented tonight is really such a chiddush that it should work. How does it work? It's derived from B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven that it works. What will be, Rabosai, a tanai l'sha'ova. If you deposited it already by today, $1 million in my bank account, I gave you the deposit slip yesterday. If you deposited it yesterday, then I'm marrying you or divorcing you today. If not, then not. Past tense. As the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Ishus, Perek Vav, end of Halacha Aleph, such a tanai is good. Why? So to use my Rebbe's terminology. There are both sides. The Maisa itself is Alat Tanai. Since it's past tense, the marriage, the divorce, the sale, the act of sale, the act of marriage, the act of divorce is on Tanai. Because why not? Past tense. Only if it's future tense. If it's future tense, the whole existence of Tanoim is tenuous. We don't understand how it works. It's only based on B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven. When it's past tense, it's straight logic. Right? If you put the money in my bank, so then that happened in the past. So on that basis, I'm giving you something. That's just a deal. Future is the chiddush. What would we say, Rabosai, if I make you a deal? You gave me $1 million? Yeah, I gave you $1 million. It's in your bank account. Okay. So now I'm marrying you. Now I'm divorcing you. I'm selling you the house. You duped me, you fooled me. We don't call that tanai. What word do we use for that? I made a mistake. Tos, exactly. It's a tos. Tos is not tanai. Pashtus, it's tos. So if I make a condition, if you put $1 million in my bank account, I marry you or divorce you or selling you, and you say yes, you didn't do it, well, you didn't say yes. I said, if you did it, then it's going through, and if not, that it's a straightforward toes. Does not require B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven, says the Mishnah Lamelech. Only a Tanai L'Habod, Pshachidish Niflo. There's a fascinating Rambam, Rabosai. Rambam writes, if a Tanai Me'akshav, does not require Tanai Kof. Why not? We're going to be the same Pshah. Me'akshav means it's past tense, present tense, not future tense. You know when we discuss this, Rebel Sai? We discuss this pace of night. Persons in the Seder, they're going past the Chatzos. So what does that lady say to do? She said like this, have a kazayas for motzi matzah, should be the last thing you eat. And you make a condition. If what? Chalokh is like Abelazah ben Azariah had to cut off for this Chatzos. That this you may have to come. Tamatzah b'piv. Chalokh is like Rabbi Akiva, So my real Afikoman, 2 hours later will be the Afikoman. Wow. So the quote from Rav Shimon Shkop, according to Mikroy Kodesh, what's this question? Less of a shlichus, less of a tnai. But we're saying it's good. It's a tnai to Sha'omar. Rabbo said whether Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's right, but Kiel was determined in Har Sinai already. It's a din daraisa. It's the Sha'omar. So now Rabbo said, let us take us one step further.
Now the Brisker said you didn't make it tonight.
You don't need to make it tonight, right? He says, as long as it's the last class before, you don't need it tonight. The Brisker said, I'll just say no. The Kavana Papi Kavana. So now Rabbo said as follows. Many bar mitzvah boys, I've said this pilpul. I've heard it more than once, more than twice. It's a question of Baal Tosef, Rabbi Osai, on tefillin. It's a Gemara Masechta Erevin. Gemara Masechta Erevin on that Tzadihei and Beis tells us you run into a problem of Baal Tosef if you wear tefillin on Shabbos. Because we pass in Shabbos lavs man tefillin. So what if a person sees tefillin in the street and the mutal b'vizayim, amotzi tefillin machdizim zug zug, the Mishnah Tzadihei in Masechta Erevin. So the Gemara says, mitzvah tzrichas kavana kemiflegim. If tzrichas kavana, so therefore you can put on the tefillin with the following condition. If I put on my tefillin with the condition, I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. And I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, so there's no Baal Tosef. Gevaldik, I'm a furish Gemara, and Tzadi Heimah Be'ez in Erev. So this is found in many Svarim. One of them is a Kovetz Shurim. That's the one you most likely have. It's a Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Gimel. Simon Lamed Gimel. Why does the Gemara say it depends upon Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana? What if Mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavana? Have Kavana Shalolotes. Same cash we ask against the Magen Avraham. Have Kavana Shalolotes. So the Kovetz Shurim and others say the following answer. If you hold mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana, and you have no kavana, it's not a maisa mitzvah at all. It's treated as a misasek. It's based upon a Rashi and Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Suga mitzvah, tzrichas kavana. He says as follows. Hilkoch lav mis aseku. In a certain particular case of ochel matzah marachwana v'ochel. You're not a misasek. But if mitzvah shrichas kavana, whether it be a mitzvah, not achila mitzvah, whatever the case may be, you're considered to be a misasek. And those who disagree say no. Afagav the misasikul yotzah, the mitzvah saying shrichas kavana. So Rabbo said, listen carefully. If I am to be over a Baal Tosef, obviously there's no key in my mitzvah. It's an aveira. If I do a maisa mitzvah, which I shouldn't be doing, Rabbo said, that itself is a violation of Baal Tosef. If mitzvah shrichas kavana, and I don't have kavana for the mitzvah tefillin, I didn't even do a maisa mitzvah. It's a misasik bialma, and therefore it's not a maisa mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef. But, says Rabbi Chan, as do others, if I hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, and I put on tefillin, the kavana shalolotes, I have no kiyum. But the maisa mitzvah is. Because if mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana, afal gav the misasik yotza, the mitzvah and tzrichas kavana. That means that the mitzvah and tzrichas kavana, whatever you do is called a maisa mitzvah. It's a nudin. If you have kavana, shalolot, it takes away your kiyum mitzvah. It doesn't take away your maisa mitzvah. But taking away the kiyum mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, will not help whatsoever with respect to Baal Tosif. That's the case of Osai Atkan. If that's the case, I want to say my pshat, the Magen Avraham that we started with. Did he make it tonight? Says the Magen Avraham, also the Shitosta. Here, look inside. Shaposi with Simon Samach, Sivdal, the Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, again, Yechavin, Belibo, him Esker, Belaila, Einan, his Bechav, Elatzeis, Besvirazu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Like this. If Mitzvah ain't Shrichas Kavana, you cannot make it tonight. Why? Because the Maisa Mitzvah exists for sure. For sure there's a Maisa Mitzvah. Once a Maisa Mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, you want to make a Kiyam Ala tonight that resembles Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, where the Maisa Kinyan exists. You want to make a Chalos Al tonight, a Kiyam of a Maisa Mitzvah which exists, and the Kiyam Al tonight is comparable to a a kinyan where the ma'aseh mitzvah exists, where the chalos al tanai. So that requires that go to Bnei Ruvein, less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. However, Abosai, since we paskin mitzvah shlichus kavana, so that means that if you don't have kavana, it's not even a Maisa mitzvah. So you can make a t'nai, Rabbi Osai. You can make a t'nai. Why? Why? The t'nai will be that's not even a Maisa mitzvah. It's not even a Maisa mitzvah, Rabbi Osai. It's not even a Maisa mitzvah. So therefore the t'nai works. A Tanai and a Maisa does not require Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein. This is the Pshat Magen Avraham. If mitzvahs ain't Shvichas Kavana, a Tanai Shalom Lotzeis Kavana Beferish won't work. That's the Beshlichas, not the Bnei Ruvein. But if what mitzvahs Shvichas Kavana, so my condition is a much more profound and fundamental condition. In case I remember later tonight, not even a Maisa mitzvah. Like a tzniel she'ova, we have to resort to Bnei God of Bnei Ruvein. I imagine that Reb Chaim and the Gantav say, "Sorry, Charlie. Even if mitzvah shirchas kavana, and mitzvah kavana is considered to be a misasek, so there we should say, let him make a tzniel. No, you can't make a tzniel misasek. They'll say, what do you mean misasek?" But misasik means I'm just not thinking about the mitzvah at all. You can't say, well, if I remember tonight, let me be retroactively judged if someone wasn't thinking about it. Doesn't work. That's how they'll say. And they'll say, no, the halacha is kovei, that kind of a tonight will work. That's the machlokas. We understand that Magen Avraham, I think, a little bit better now in his sheet. We have thought, if you look at the earlier sources, it's nothing to do with the tonight. Rather, as I said to you before, if you count before Shkia, the mitzvah sure you don't have, but the continuity can be maintained. That's what I promised today, the whole shiur about this yisod. So far I've been good to my word. The whole shiur is all around revolving around this one yisod. A new pshat into mitzvah. Wanted to our last year before Shavuos. I wanted to end with a little inyan of the Yoma, me'ain the halachic part of the shir, which is tamimus. Chazal say in the medrash that tzaddikim ma'ain tamimim. Af Yemeim Tamim. Just like a tzaddik is Tamim, so too his days are Tamim. Very strange. What is a Tana without his days? Means he's a Tana, means he's a good Jew. He's a good Jew. If he's a good Jew, so of course his days are good. He does good things. It says two separate things over here. One is it tzaddik himself, and one is the days of the tzaddik. What's pshat? So much has been written about it. Rav Goldberg, Zichron of the Bracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biavne, had a pshat which I heard many years ago. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's printed in the Sefer on Shavuos, and I'm not saying it over exactly because I don't have it on top of my head. But the yisod, I think, is an important yisod. Because we have to try to attain a certain measure of tzimimus, in the sense that we understand whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. When I look for sorcerers and stargazers to figure things out in the future, that's the context of the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. An important yisod in Emunah. A person who approaches life in this fashion is called a tam. What does it mean, the days of tam? The days of tam means that whatever you do all day long is considered to be a good deed. The Rambam writes, a person who everything does in the Shem Shemayim, eats the Shem Shemayim, and sleeps the Shem Shemayim, whatever he does in the Shem Shemayim, so every single thing he does is a mitzvah. Even though it's mundane. We'll finish here in a few minutes, and we go eat lunch. Lunch, what's more mundane than lunch? Oh, to eat lunch with the kavana, that everything is the Shem Shemayim. Even the lunch is a mitzvah. Because it's going to give you the strength to be able to do Avodat Hashem in a more perfect way. So an individual who is tamim in his personality, that he understands that whatever happens comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his entire life should be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his days are tamim in the sense that every single thing that he does is by definition, l'shem shamayim. Sheva shabosos tamimos tiyena. The concept of tamimos is a prerequisite for Kabbalah Sator. And it's on many different levels. One is you understand that the Torah is l'malam and ateva. It's l'malam and ateva. We have to take the Torah as the fundamental value against which everything is measured. In today's world, there's too much, unfortunately, of individuals who have it backwards. They have their independent set of moral values. And then some of the measure, they measure the Torah against their independence and their moral vows. Is the Torah, in fact, okay? Or is it somehow wanting? It doesn't conform to the, we'll call the modern values. That's backwards. You work with an assumption that the Torah's values are perfect. The Torah is Hashem Tamima. And if it doesn't fit in with our modern day conceptions, we have to re-examine our modern day conceptions. Maybe they can be reconciled with the Torah, maybe not. But not chas v'shalom to say, since the Torah doesn't fit in with my modern day values, I'm going to reject the Torah. Chalila v'chalila. The Torah is chachmas v'shal kodesh baruch hu. We need a little more tzimimus v'zman hazeh. And the sheva shabbos of tzimimus is a time to entertain tzimimus in our internal lives to a greater and greater extent, so we can be roy of the Kabbalah Sator. part of this emuna that we have is that just as the Torah itself is tamim, so too the Chachmei HaMesorah that passed down the Torah from generation to generation, although no human being is absolutely perfect, tamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamim, is the ultimate tamim. Sur tamim polo. We have to approximate it. Tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. We're not perfect. No one is perfect. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't absolutely perfect. Nonetheless, we have to understand that in a relative scale, our Chachmei HaMesorah are close to perfection, and we are very far from that kind of perfection. Unfortunately, there are too many people who don't recognize this lesson. And they're just, the Rambam says this and I say this. Or the Medrash Rabbah says this, and therefore we all know that when it comes to Medrash, there's no Psak Halacha, everybody knows that, the Rambam said so himself. So the Medrash says this and I say this. New Midrash. Which has the unfortunate result that even our attitude towards the Anakim, the giants of Chumash, is diminished. People just taking pot shots at the Avos HaKadoshim, other figures in Tanakh. They would write about some politician, what it looks like. It's true. There are certain places where the Medrash itself, we believe the Medrash is part of our Masorah, has certain critical things to say about the Avos, about other biblical personalities. True. But they say it in a certain context, a context which is seeped with Yirah Shemayim and seeped with the understanding of Torah Hashem Tanima and Avas HaEmes. Well, they make certain comments, and you'll find comments by the Rishonim which seem to be beyond. They usually find the Medrash says it, right? The Ramban writes Chot Avram Avinu. So, okay, so what do you mean? They found the Medrash which backs them up. And even the great 19th century biblical commentaries were so filled with Torah and Yerushalayim, such as Rav Hirsch and Siv. They make certain comments about the Avos here and there. The individuals who mamish, they knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Yirah Shemayim was unquestioned, and they make certain remarks. It's in that context. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, or their female equivalents, how do you say it? Jane, I don't know. I never learned the three equivalent names. In this new Midrash, they say, David HaMelech did this, and Avraham Avinu did this, and Yaakov did this, Yitzchak Avinu did that. What are they, crazy? What do you mean? The Netziv, and then Rav Hirsch did it, why can't I do it? Huh? I was reading in a recent sociological study, someone gave it to my name, or someone mentioned it in there. I'm talking about that in the Haredi world, it's hierarchical. Whereas in the moderns, there's no hierarchies. They meant it in a somewhat different context. But now there's no hierarchies in Rabbanim Shlita. There's no hierarchies even from those who came before. The Kedoshim Asher Ba'aretzema, as we refer to them. In other words, you can just say whatever you want. We talk about Kabbalah Satorah. It's coming up. So when you look at Kabbalah Satorah, you look at Rashi in Parshas Yisro, there also is a hierarchy in the very act of Kabbalah Satorah where it all started. There's already a hierarchy. And that's how it is throughout. Even if it becomes a bit unclear sometimes, where to draw various lines, what the pecking order may be. Then there can be legitimate disagreements here and there. But But that the concept exists, it certainly exists. Rashi comments that when there was an approach to Matan Torah to Har Sinai, Ata mechitza liatzmocha, va'ar mechitza liatzmo, va'kona mechitza liatzmo. I never went a little bit. There was a pecking of the hierarchy. Today, Rabbi X said this, Rabbi Y said this, I say this. In one of the articles I saw, they talk about they're against top down halacha. New phrase I learned. People send me things, I learn new phrases. What is top down halacha? So Rabbi Yosef said this. So what? That is true. We do believe that even if the Gadol HaDor says something, it's going to be different Gadolim, or maybe not as great, are going to have different opinions. But not someone who is not in the parsha. It's painful to speak about these things. But I feel that as we're talking about Tamimus, and we're talking about preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, look in the Siddur. Is there a Siddur? We don't believe in Siddurim in this room. If you look in the Kenyan Torah, it tells us the price of Kenyan Torah, which we just had this parish, it's called the sixth parak of Avos. There it says that one of the things that the Torah recommend is a makiris makomo. First, understand who he is. Who are you anyway? Makiris makomo. You know, a person is a tremendous God of the Torah in every which way, in both of his Bekiyas and his Harifas and his Yerushalayim. He's one. And I'm not the same as him. And we all know that once the Ravina Ravashi is so far raw, so you can argue whatever you want. It's true in theory. You can't argue with the Gemara. Anyway, after the Gemara, you can argue with. That's in theory. But to actually do it with impunity, as if, you know, there's no. That's against the whole essence of what the Messiah is all about. I both say, I spent a couple of days talking about Sfira and about Tmimus. Tzadikim at Tmimim, and the days at Tmimim. They do things which are right, and they have the proper attitude towards the Torah Hashem Tamima, and the Kaddish Baruch himself, Atzur Tom and Polo. This is our approach to the Kabbalah Tathar. We should all be Zocheh to learn these eternal lessons, and this Chus, we have a greater Baruch and Torah. Torah comes down, it's not a science. You just study it like a study organic chemistry. You memorize the tables, and you get it all right. Torah is kamtziyat of the Shmai. Without that, rechove min hayam, it's impossible to master to any real extent. And we daven. What are we davening for? Bahari nevi b'sarah secha. What is this? Depends on your IQ. Depends on your how many hours you study. It doesn't work that way. It comes a bracha of a Kadosh Baruch. It's a matana of a Kadosh Baruch. When Chazal explains to us at certain levels of Torah, Yinitziyat HaDishmaya. And Yinitziyat HaDishmaya is given by Kadosh Baruch to those who study Torah Lishma. Zochel Dvarim Harbe, as we read in the very beginning of the Perek in Yitzhar this past Shabbos. We should all be Zochel to learn Torah Lishma, and through that to be Zochel Dvarim Harbe. Good young. What's with Sunday? Is she a Sunday? We're starting Monday. We're supposed to take a vote.